Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Wednesday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time, and the memorial of St. Augustine, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. Today's theme, True Christian Leadership. Our first reading today from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 13, shows us what true Christian leadership is like. It means working day and night, endlessly and tirelessly, to serve, not burden, the body of Christ. Truly Christian leaders, whether priests, bishops, superiors, CEOs, business managers, or lay people heading ministries, serve devoutly, justly, and blamelessly, replacing the desire to control with the desire to empower. The preaching of Christ is made real by living what we exhort others to do. Putting this into context with the bigger picture of the full gospel, we know that St. Paul was not implying that we must work every day and night without rest. We become a burden to others when we work too fast and too long and become too tired to remain devout, just, and blameless. Even Jesus took time off to have his energy restored. The gospel reading today from Matthew chapter 23 verses 27 through 32 shows us what false or tired Christian leadership is like. What appears to be holy on the outside is merely a whitewashed wickedness. The light of Christ, which might actually be there, is blocked by wrong motives, pride, a desire to be superior and control others, and other vocation abuses. False Christian leaders mask the darkness within by painting themselves in white. It's an attempt to fake the light of Christ. Their own efforts will bear witness against them. We are all called to be Christian leaders in one place or another, serving the kingdom of God in our homes, our workplaces, our community, and any place else where we have the opportunity to set a good example. In everything, we are all called to be God's instruments in this world, making a difference devoutly, justly, and blamelessly, preaching not so much by what we say, but more by the way we live the faith. As St. Paul said, the Word of God must be at work in us if we're true believers in Christ. Do we really believe in His way of living out the message of salvation? None of us are perfect. Although we desire to be holy, we sometimes fail because of wrong motives, pride, and other abuses of our Christian vocations. If we are not changed daily by the truth in the Scriptures, if we are not transformed by the Eucharist, if we are not examining our consciences continually and seeking new ways to grow in holiness, then we slip into hypocrisy. What will you do today to help others experience Jesus? We won't be successful unless we first humbly recognize the ways we have become hypocrites.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.